Beautiful souls, I'm your host Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. So, full disclosure, I am recording on Friday night as opposed to Saturday because I am going on a trip. So, I thought it would be better to produce and release the episode a day earlier as opposed to a day later, or worse. Not at all. I've made a commitment to produce weekly content and I'm sticking to it. So the summer is in full swing. People are out and about, planning trips, taking trips. I'm going on a trip. So the proverb I'm going to share with you this week is centered around the theme of travel, journeys, and destination. So here goes. Shortcut draw blood. Long pass, draw sweat. Shortcut, draw blood. Long pass, draw sweat. And the translation for this proverb is, a quicker route may cause you to sacrifice blood, while the longer route will ask you to sacrifice sweat. A quicker route will ask you to sacrifice blood, while the longer route will ask you to sacrifice sweat. And the meaning is, be careful of being keen to take shortcuts in life, be it a literal journey or on a project or a task, because you are likely to encounter unnecessary. So the meaning of this proverb is, while taking a shorter route to get to your destination might seem advantageous, it is quite likely that you may encounter a situation that could cause injury. Whereas if you take the longer route, you can arrive at your destination safely. So in the spirit of people being out and about and our confidence rebuilds and we start to venture out and try our best to recreate lives that look like something familiar and what we deem as normal, I thought it was appropriate to use this proverb. Now, this proverb can be taken quite literally. Don't take no shortcut on your journey. And of course, it could be used figuratively. There is no fun in talking about the literal meaning. So I want to spend a couple minutes talking about the figurative meaning behind this proverb. Now, I've said it many times on this podcast that life is a journey, and the journey is just as important as the destination. Now, if you can reflect on the last trip you were on, what was the journey like? Were you excited, maybe a little anxious? Was it your first time going to this location? Was this familiar territory to you? Did you have high expectations, low expectations, no expectations? Did it seem to take forever to get there? Were you relieved to finally get there? And how about the return trip? Did it all go by in a blur? Now, I ask these questions because how we look at things is really important. And I know for me, each time I go on a trip, I'm really excited to get to the destination because the destination is the reason for the trip. You know, the travel is just a necessary step. Like if I could teleport to any preferred location, I'd probably do it. But in taking a moment to pause and reflect, I see the value in enjoying the journey just as much as the actual destination. Now, this proverb about taking a shortcut versus taking the longer route communicates to me that there are some of us who like for things to happen quickly. We're not into the business of waiting. We want it to happen when we want it to happen, and we want it to happen right now. So taking a shortcut, a shorter route, bypassing traffic and whatever else that could cause delays is often the preferred way. And that's okay. It's okay if you arrive at your destination safely and sound. It's not okay when something terrible happens, as this proverb alludes to, like you drawing blood, i.e. you suffer an injury. Now, if we apply this proverb to our lives, if you're honest enough, think about a moment when you cut corners on a project or a task, a piece of work. You cut corners and it cost you dearly. Wasn't a good experience, was it? Because chances are you ended up having to redo the entire thing, or you ended up having to pay twice as much, or you ended up having to cut your losses altogether. None of those experiences are good, and they all stemmed from trying to cut corners. Now think about another time when you were meticulous with your work, paid keen attention to detail. Took you a long time to get the work done, but when it was done, it was spectacular. How did you feel about yourself? Were you proud? Were you pleased? Were you satisfied? Chances are you were, because of the effort that you put into the work. You spent a great deal of time and energy and attention on this piece of work, and the results that it yielded matched the effort that was put in. So I want us to take this proverb and apply it to our lives, in that whatever it is we're doing, aim to do the best work we possibly can, even if it means taking more time, putting in more effort. Because while it might seem advantageous to cut corners, while it may seem like the smarter thing to do, right? We have the saying, work smart, not hard. But we also have another saying, lazy bring more work. So what you make up for in time by cutting corners, you could very well lose in value, in results, in satisfaction. So think about this principle as you go through the rest of this month, the rest of this year, as you take on new projects, new tasks, as you take on newer challenges, more responsibilities, as you open yourself up to more opportunities, just think about what matters to you. Is it the quality of the work? Is it the effort that you're putting in? Is it the feeling of satisfaction for a job well done? Is it the fact that your name is associated with this thing and you pride yourself on having a good reputation? And you're going to guard your reputation fearlessly. So anything your name is attached to has to be of the highest quality. If that is what is important to you, then I urge you to think about taking the longer, harder route than the shorter, quicker one. And even as we pursue our goals and our dreams, there is a temptation to want these dreams and these goals to be realized right away. You have the idea, you take action, the idea becomes a business, and overnight you want the business to be a success. When in truth and in fact, some of these things take time. And as I spoke to in an earlier episode, some of us suffer from the microwave mentality where we want things instantly and we are dissatisfied, we're unhappy if we don't get the things when we want it, which is oftentimes right away. So let us not succumb to the temptation that everything we want must happen when we want it, which is right away. Let us exercise that virtue called patience. Let us use wisdom and discernment for situations where taking a shorter route has more advantages than risks, because life isn't black and white. So there will be circumstances, there will be situations where taking the shorter route does work out better for you. And if it does, go for it. Just make sure you have done your due diligence and the advantages far outweigh the risks. That's all. Do your due diligence. Same thing for taking the longer route. do your due diligence and ensure that the risks are minimal, the advantages are great, and you'll be satisfied with the results. My beautiful souls, this is gonna be a short one this week. I just wanted to jump on here real quickly and just remind us that this thing called life, this journey that we're on, the experience of being on the journey, should have as great a value as the destination we perceive or we have designed and set for ourselves. As you go on your literal journey, I urge you to be safe. I urge you to use wisdom, discernment, do your due diligence. Make sure you get to your destination safely. Make sure you enjoy the trip. And from the figurative point of view, whatever projects, collaborative efforts, tasks, work, whatever you take on, make sure that you place emphasis on the effort that you're going to put in. Make sure you care about the results that it will yield. Make sure it is something that you are pleased with and proud to put your name on. And if taking a shortcut puts all of that at risk, then don't do it. It's not worth it, right? It's really not worth it. I hope you continue to have an amazing summer. I hope you make the most of it. Get some sun. Go lie on a beach somewhere if you can. Do an outdoor picnic if you can. Go for a walk. Go for a hike. Go fishing. Go outside. Go outside. Have fun. Stop and smell the roses. Whatever trips you're on, enjoy it. It's been a challenging time. These last 18 months have asked a lot of us. It's really asked a lot. And things are finally starting to come together in some sense. So let's make the most of it. Remember, you are one thought away from happiness. So think happy thoughts. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. So just flip it to get a full view. And I'll catch you.